Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Oh, the phone's ringing. Let me get this.
Hello. Is das die Wine Appraiser?
This is the Wine Appraiser Podcast, and this is Denise. Who is this? I'm kind of busy now.
This is Professor and Pistachio. Is here you are expressing about the Gruner Das episode?
Yes, we are. Are you a Gruner expert?
Nein, but ich liebe sie Gruner. It makes me want to tanz die Polka. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yes. Ich muss go now. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Why did I answer that? Why?
Tonight, we are tasting another new wine.
It's we are.
Gruner Veltliner.
A Gruner Veltliner?
Yeah, a lot of times they just call it Gruner.
Okay, that's
which
easier.
Which is easier to say, isn't it?
Yes, Gruner.
This is the one we're tasting tonight is from Trader Joe's, and it sells for $5.99, I think. So very inexpensive.
Yeah, very good buy.
We'll find out more about the wine if we like it at all, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Guess it's not a good buy if you don't like it.
No, we've had that happen before.
Yeah, but before we get into that, thanks for listening. And if you want to learn about wine and just have more fun with wine, you're in the right place. We are all about blind tasting. And so tonight, we only have one Gruner.
Okay, what's the other one?
The other one is an Australian Riesling.
Oh, Australian. Not
yeah,
true.
And I really want to find out more about Australian wines.
Mm-hmm.
And this one sounds really good. Riesling and Gruner Veltliner, they kind of are similar wines.
So same grape?
One's Riesling, one's Gruner Veltliner.
Oh, that's the varieties.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will find out more about those wines, though. But we wanted to thank you for listening and make sure you are following the podcast and subscribe to the show.
Mm-hmm. We'd love that.
Yeah. Really appreciate it. So tonight we are tasting another new wine for us, Gruner Veltliner, sometimes just referred to as Gruner. The primary flavors of this vary.
Of the Gruner,
lemon, lime, grapefruit, nectarine. So lots of citrus on there. Followed by notes of white pepper, it says. Iris, and that's a big one. The floral. And they also say green bean, radish, tarragon, ginger, and honey.
Green
okay,
bean.
So honey.
That's a new one.
Yeah, a little bit of body and depth there.
Vegetable garden, yes.
Yeah. They say the best Gruners are those that are perfumed, dry, and full-bodied with high acidity.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
Yeah, it goes a little bit different than a lot of them. Full-bodied and yet high in acid. So this is the number one grape in Austria, and it can be made into a lot of different...
You mean Australia?
No, Austria.
Oh, Austria.
Yeah, next to Germany.
Oh, I thought you said this was an Australian wine.
The Riesling is from Australia.
Oh.
And the Gruner is from Austria.
Oh, sorry. I was confused.
Yeah. Can be made into a lot of different kinds of wine. A heavier, fuller bodied dry wine. It can be made into a light fruity wine. Or it can be made into a sparkling sect. And sect is the German name for their sparkling wine.
Okay. Is there wine tonight sparkling?
No.
Okay.
No. But it is best served chilled and near refrigerator temperature. Kind of those mid-40s they say are best for this wine. Okay. Kind of the same as Riesling, really. Very similar. Are you ready to get tasty?
I am.
So we bagged these wines. We don't know which is which. So again, we've got a Riesling and a Gruner Veltliner, and we'll find out which one we like best.
Right. So my first glass here.
That's rock and roll, baby.
We're rocking and rolling. Thank you, Alba.
Yeah. So first, though, we're going to rate these wines, too, from a 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. 1 being very bad.
We will not have even finished the glass.
No. A 2, we'll finish the glass, but we still don't like it.
Nope.
3 is pretty average. Mm-hmm. Not a bad wine.
Right.
3 or a 4 we like.
Really like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a 5, Denise won't even share.
No, secret stash.
Yep. So.
All mine.
So we're going to rate these. And again, we don't know which is which, but our first wine is very light in color.
Very light. They call this kind of a platinum. So that would be an indication that it is unoaked, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Very light.
I'm sure neither one of these are oaked. But okay. This first one is almost watercolored, just a
touch of green,
just a touch of tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get on the nose here?
I get that Petro.
It does. It has that Petro.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thought when I smelled it.
But it's not overpowering because some of the Rieslings are really strong on that. This also has a floral, I think a floral perfumey.
Mm-hmm.
To it as well.
Lots of citrus, I think, in there.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of citrus.
Mm.
Are you going to go ahead and take a little sip? Mm. That's very crisp and refreshing. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is a great patio wine.
Makes me pucker a little bit.
Pucker a little, but not
but
bad.
I really like that.
It's got a finish of, I'd say, lemon. With something with still that perfumey taste,
mm-hmm.
a little perfumey taste, but not much.
I think there's some mineral in there too. Just got kind of and I never know how to explain that. But to me, there's some mineral in there.
A little dust, a little gravel.
Yeah, I think more of the gravelly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
liking this more than.
Yeah, I really like it.
Keep going back to this. I think the alcohol content is kind of low on this. Do you know? We'll address that later.
Yeah, because I don't know which wine it is.
I do have a guess on that. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
Mm, that's very good.
And they say a Petrol is actually a sign of a kind of a better quality Riesling, usually.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't so overpowering.
Oh, it's not overpowering.
I've had some that really,
a
lot of Petrol. This is very good for Riesling.
I really like it.
I really like it as well.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll wait until we taste both before we rate.
Okay, so our second glass tonight is...
It's very much, it's lots darker.
Well,
much darker.
It's probably twice as dark with a green. And it's still light. A light,
still light
green tint,
but it's got some gold to it too. It's got some gold and some greenish tint to it.
Definitely
heavier bodied than the first one. This one sticks to the glass a little bit, just a little bit thicker wine.
I'm getting much more of a fruit smell on this one.
To me, I get more of the peachy, peary.
Right. It does not have the lemon or the floral at all. And it does not have Petros.
Kind of more of that Petros orchard.
Mm-hmm. Definitely an orchard.
Fruit than...
like ripened fruit.
Than the citrus. Again, really nice aroma for me.
Mm-hmm. Very nice aroma. A lot. Finish stays on your kind of coat your tongue, I would say. And that finishes a little bit on the citrusy side, which I'm surprised.
Definitely less acid than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Lower acid, that's for sure. This one doesn't make me pucker.
Mm-hmm. Both are good wines, I would say.
But it's not flat.
Just very different.
Still pretty lively wine.
Mm-hmm. Again,
I like them both. They're very different, actually.
Very different. I think more people are going to like number one.
Okay.
That lighter, brighter wine, especially in the summer. Going into spring, summer. Wow, that's a great one.
But if you like those kind of pear. Peach is more, I would say, number two. I would say peach.
Yeah, definitely.
It's my first.
A little bit more depth to the flavor.
Okay.
But still clean and refreshing.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I would say it's got more...
less acid.
So yeah, it's definitely less acid, but on the first tongue. One, I get some mineral, I get the petrol, I get lots of citrus fruits to it, I get the floral.
Definitely the floral.
So I think there's a lot going on with number one.
Yeah, even but it dissipates. I'm seeing it dissipates.
Okay.
On your quick tongue. Finish. Yes. I'm not arguing about the...
that could be.
The taste, I'm talking about that finish is quicker.
Okay, so what are you rating number one, and which wine do you think that is?
Tonight, this is a tough call, but I would finish glass one would be my preference, but they're very, very close. And my rating would be, wow, I really like one. I think I'm going to give one a four. And two, number two, a three.
I'm right with you. That's where I was at.
And I would say number one, if you wanted to know what it was, I would guess it is the Riesling from Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Austria. Excuse me.
Australia.
Australia. Right. Oh, I was right. Australia.
Yep. Okay.
The Riesling from Australia, I believe, is number one. And it is what I give a number four score. Really, really, really like it.
There we go. Let's find out what we're drinking here.
And you agreed with the same then?
I did.
Okay.
With everything. Which wine was which? Yep. Number one is the Riesling.
From Australia.
And number two is the Gruner then. Again, I like both of these wines.
I did. I would look for both of these.
I do. Number two was a little bit simpler, little more just fruit. Where one I thought had a lot going on, and I really like that.
Yeah, it was unique and light and bright, but good flavor, good character to it, good smell to it.
Okay, so our number one wine then, we both rated it a four, and this is a 2025 Riesling Freak number 33, Reverence of Riesling.
Reference of Riesling.
And we got this from Costco for $14.99. It comes from the Clare Valley in Australia. And this winery has Rieslings, which have scored really from about 92 up to 98.
They're doing something right there.
They have some really high rated Rieslings.
I like it.
Fine wine and good spirits called the wine highly perfumed, bouquet of lemon, thyme, lime, rose water. So lots of floral, lots of citrus, and some thyme. So some spiciness there.
Yeah, I did not get the thyme at all. I missed that. But
yeah, they said it's dry, fruity, and perfumed. The winery says it's made for immediate enjoyment, so it's not something you're going to... and this is, I believe, one of their cheaper ones.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it and drink it.
Yeah, yeah. Made for...
it's good.
Yeah. It's got 10.5% alcohol. You mentioned it's lower alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's lower alcohol, just really nice and bright if you... yeah.
It's going to be great for summer.
That was $14.99 from Costco. Yeah, I really like that. Yeah. That was good.
I highly recommend.
Yeah. Yep. In fact, I wouldn't mind grabbing some more of those.
Yeah, and sometimes Costco, when they're out.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Then the other, our number two wine, is the 2024 Doris and Leopold Gruner Veltliner. Purchased at Trader Joe's for $5.99.
Wow, what a deal.
Yeah, wine enthusiast rated this an 88, which isn't bad.
Mm-mm.
Not a bad score. Bright and lively with zesty citrus, orchard fruit. There
Definitely.
You go. White pepper spice. Do you get some white pepper? I didn't. And a touch of macadamia. So a little nuttiness?
A little nuttiness. Well, it just, it has a little bit more, like I said, a little more heaviness to it.
Yeah, I don't get that, but it's nice. It's really nice. You mentioned it's got a little longer finish.
Clean, I think so.
Clean and refreshing.
Yep, it is.
Boy, I like them both.
I definitely think number one is more of a standalone kind of wine. Mm-hmm. Or number two, I think, would pair well with food. Be a little bit more, bring out some food tones, make that wine a little less.
I could see number one with your salad. Mm-hmm. I think it'd have to be something very light like that. Mm-hmm. Number two, yeah, fish.
Yeah.
More fish, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that.
Yeah, good wine night tonight.
I really like them both. I would recommend both of these wines.
I agree. And I kind of like the low alcohol.
Doris and Leopold.
Yeah, I kind of like the low alcohol on these. And I kind of like the fact that these are not oaked. That kind of is.
Yeah, this second one is 12.5%. So a little bit higher, but not bad.
Probably why it coats the tongue a little more compared to the first one.
So next week, we're going to do a little dive into Australia.
Does Australia have a good red wine?
Oh, yeah.
We're going down under and try a red wine.
So there will be no Professor Pistachio.
Oh, good Lord. I'm not answering the phone again.
Maybe Jim from Australia will be on. Anyway. So next week, we're going to have a couple of red wines from Australia. We're going to talk about different regions in Australia and just try to figure out some differences of what you might expect down there, things to look for, and see what we can find down there.
Okay. Sounds good.
So until next time, happy wine trails to you until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.